This is Jesus and All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Psalm 23, What's Happening? Psalm 23 is a psalm of comfort. David imagines God as a caring shepherd and himself as one of his lambs. Under his care, David is confident he will have everything he needs. Like a lamb needs to be led to food and water when wandering in the deserts of Israel, God leads David to rare fields of green grass and calm waters. God's gentle shepherding both restores David to full vitality and ensures he chooses the right paths. God shepherds David not just because he loves him, but for his own name's sake. Leading David along paths of righteousness is a matter of God's character, and David is confident God will never fail to lead him, even when that means bravely leading him through the most threatening places. God will most certainly beat away predators with his rod and point the way with his staff. In God's presence, David has no reason to fear. Like a generous host to his honored guests, God fights for their protection so they can feast and drink wine, even when surrounded by enemies. David knows that with God, it won't be enemies who stalk him, but goodness and mercy. Ultimately, God the shepherd will lead him to dwell forever in his generous and protective presence. Where is the gospel? Jesus identifies himself as the shepherd of Psalm 23, and he refers to his disciples as lambs in need of protection and provision. When crowds of people came to him, sick, suffering, and in need of food, Jesus saw them like David saw himself, as sheep in need of a shepherd. He literally prepared a table and fed 5,000 men and their families by the still waters of Galilee. Jesus is the good shepherd who cares for and leads his flock. And just as David's shepherd walked through the valley of death to provide a feast for his sheep in his presence, Jesus does the same. When Jesus walked into the valley of his grave, his rod beat away the predators of sin and death. And when Jesus walked out of his tomb, his staff points out that there is a feast of life in him. And now that Jesus is raised from the dead, his Spirit follows us all the days of our life. Jesus is our shepherd. God's house of goodness and mercy now dwells in us. Because Jesus is our shepherd, we can live in God's generous and protective presence forever. See for yourself. May the Holy Spirit open your eyes to see the God who is our shepherd. And may you see Jesus as the good shepherd who goes into the valley of death so that you might live with him forever.
Thank you for listening to Jesus and All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.